Okay, so Alana, so I have a crazy idea for the No Excuses podcast today. So are you ready for this? Are you ready to hear the crazy idea?
I think so.
Yeah. So this is called the No Excuses podcast. So we should just do a whole episode that is the opposite of that. We will just talk about excuses
Yes.
for the whole episode.
I like it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. I mean, how many excuses are there?
Exactly.
Infinite?
Infinite. Full disclosure, this was actually Alana's idea for the podcast, but that was my clever introduction. This is the No Excuses podcast. By the way, I'm Ryan Montes. I'm with Alana Banks. And you heard it. We're going to talk about the excuses. I guess you found, let's be fair, credit where credit's due. You found an article that lists like lots of common excuses that people make, right?
Yeah, they actually did a poll apparently on Twitter to list the most common excuses, and they came up with 99.
Yeah. That
And
reminds
I
me of
would
a
say there are
song.
probably more than 99.
There's more, like for sure. But I think it's a good start. I bet if we just go through some of them, the listeners will be listening and they will recognize that they've made these same excuses. And then we can tell them why they don't need to be, imprisoned by these old excuses.
Yeah, and maybe before we get started on listing out what these excuses are, we can kind of define like why we make them. And I believe a few episodes ago we were talking about excuses and how we use these excuses to just delay the inevitable, right? Delay taking action or following our dreams.
Yeah. Sometimes permanently.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, you can make excuses for your entire life, right?
Yeah.
And not do anything and then completely regret it at the end.
Yeah.
You know, in this article, actually, this is very helpful, but it says that if we recognize the patterns we fall into, we can change them. As you're listening to this episode, maybe look for some of the excuses you're constantly telling yourself, since these have been pulled from however many people. I'm not sure, but these are the most common excuses. And as we go through them, I think some of you are going to be like, oh my God, I totally do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I certainly have. I'm not perfect.
So enough excuses, everybody. And I think my mission during this episode is that I hope with every excuse we identify that we will just dismantle it and make it obvious to the listener that it's not valid. Like, even though this might feel valid, or even though this might be a convenient, rationale for not getting what you want in life or for not taking action. Once you've listened to this, then it will be no longer valid, even if it felt valid before. So I guess warning, if you don't want to take action and you don't want to get what you want in life, don't listen to this episode.
Yeah,
Right?
good point.
If you're okay with your excuses being dismantled and falling apart, then continue to listen. But if you want to keep having reasons, I'm doing air quotes of listeners, reasons for not getting what you want in life, then don't listen to this episode. How's
Yeah.
that for some reverse psychology, Alana?
I like it.
Yeah.
And remember, like in our a few episodes back, we talked about how these excuses are going to sound logical. They're going to
Yeah.
make sense, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so should we get into them?
No. We should keep teasing the audience. I know there's like somebody driving down the road, just like clutching their steering wheel, like, get to the excuses. Elena and Ryan. Damn it. Yeah, let's start.
Okay.
Pick one, anyone.
Okay. How about it's not the right time? It's not the right moment to do it, which is number nine on the list.
Number nine on the list. It's not the right moment to do it. This is an excuse I hear a lot from people. And part of my job is offering training and empowerment training and coaching training to the world. And a lot of people get on calls with me and they want to start a business or they want to grow their business, whether it's in coaching or a different industry. They know that they want to do that, or they want to, jump into the coaching industry as an entrepreneur. And then we'll get through the sales call and, or the consultation call, and they'll say, well, I'm not sure it's the right time, or let me get into the next program that you run. And it's self-sabotage. It's you know, I'm always gentle with people who I speak with and compassionate, but the best time to take action towards achieving your goals was years ago. The second best time is now. The worst time is later, regardless of your current circumstances in life. And, you know, and there's this old saying, I think somebody important said it. Was it Martin Luther King Jr. that says a dream delayed is a dream denied?
That sounds about right.
I think it was him. And it's true. You put off starting your business. You put off getting fit. You put off improving your relationship. Well, you're just extending your suffering or delaying your success, or really at the end of the day, wasting time.
Yeah. Yeah, totally wasting time. And this excuse can sometimes be very valid or feel very valid, right? Because you can make up a whole story about why it's not the right time. Your loved ones are going to agree with you and be like, yeah, you've got way too much on your plate right now. You know, you've got this going on and that going on. So it makes sense, this excuse. It really, really makes sense. But what if it was the right time? You could ask yourself. What if this is the exact right time? Because the thing is, for you more spiritual-minded people out there, the universe only delivers something to you at the exact moment you need it, right?
Yeah.
And I think that these things kind of come into your life, or an opportunity arises, and it's meant to go now, right?
Yeah.
You want to do that now. Later, yeah. Nah, it's not an option.
I think this excuse, it's not the right moment to do it, whatever it is closely connected to the false assumption that in X months or X years, I'll have more free time and more money. And the fact is, if you keep doing what you've been doing, in X months or years, you will not have more time or more money, most likely. If you take action now, probably that will be the thing that causes you in the future to have more time or more money. It's a very interesting trick that people's minds play on themselves. That we assume we're gonna, like, circumstances will always be better in the future if we do nothing and just keep doing the same stuff we've been doing, which when you think about it actually doesn't make sense, right? Probably the opposite is true.
Yeah.
I could go on for a long time about this, and I could tell my personal story of how I invested in training and personal development when I couldn't technically afford it, and it was the best decision I ever made in my life. And now I have sort of a dream life. I could talk about all that stuff, but we got other excuses we gotta get to. But let's do another one.
Well, we kind of hit two at once there. It's not the right moment. And then there's another one that's, I don't have enough time. Are they the same?
It depends. I don't think they are the same. I think they're similar or they're related, but I think some people might argue they're different. I don't have enough time is an interesting one. Like, you hear that with, like, I don't have enough time to go to the gym.
Yeah. I feel like it's the same as, like, I'm too busy.
I don't have enough time to start a business.
When I hear that, when I hear that, I just hear it's not a priority for me right now.
That's what I was thinking. When I hear I don't have time, like, really, that's not it. It's not you don't have time, because you do have time. Everybody has time, right? You have time to eat, you have time to brush your teeth.
Yeah.
You have time to do your job that you hate. You have time to whatever, right? It's that... What the more honest statement would be, I'm unwilling to prioritize my goals over my current obligations. That's the more accurate statement. Mm-hmm. Because if fitness, for example, were a goal that you were truly committed to, you would prioritize it. Make it the first thing you do in the morning before you do anything else in your day.
Yeah. Right?
If financial freedom were truly your goal, you would prioritize it. You would skip Netflix on the weekend, So you could sit down at the computer and build whatever it is you're building, business, you know, network marketing thing, whatever people are doing, right? There's lots of great ways to make money. It's priority. It comes down to priorities.
Yeah, it really does. Because, and it also comes down to just being honest with yourself. Like maybe you really don't have time. Like there are sometimes, and I mean, we're talking about goals here. We're not talking about like meeting a buddy for a beer or a friend for a coffee. We're talking about like, you know, making excuses for achieving your dreams, going after what you want, maybe starting that new business. But yeah, sometimes you might not make meeting up for a coffee a priority. But if you are really going after a dream, going after a goal, I don't have time or I'm too busy is an excuse at the end of the day, I think.
Yeah.
It's an excuse and it's saying like that actually isn't your priority, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that isn't your goal then.
Which is fine.
Yeah. And in that case, right, you can use that excuse and it's valid.
Yeah, which is fine. Just don't complain, right? If you're unwilling to prioritize time for what you want in life, then don't allow yourself to suffer for not having whatever that thing is. Just say, I'm accepting my current circumstances and I will live joyfully in acceptance, which is okay if that's what you want, right? But if there's something that you really truly want and it hurts to not have it or hurts to know that you're not working towards it, do something about it, right? Has there been times in my life where I sacrificed sleep, you know, because I prioritized something else temporarily, of course, or I've sacrificed money, where I've sacrificed financial security, where I've sacrificed comfort, right? Where I've spent months or years living in less than desirable, you know, accommodations because I prioritized my future freedom over my current comfort. Heck yeah. Was it worth it? Yeah. Right? Yeah. For me.
Yeah.
For me.
Short-term pain for long-term gain, right?
Correct. It's not, and it's not always necessary. You don't always need to suffer in the moment. You can also thrive in the moment while building something, but you know.
Yeah, and I would argue that even that statement, short-term pain for long-term gain, it's not even pain necessarily. It's just like, I need to focus on this thing right now because it's such a priority. And I know down the line, it's going to pay off. But most likely, if you're working towards a dream, that short-term pain, I'm doing air quotes now too, is not actually pain. It's just like, this is what I need to do in order to get what I want later.
Yeah.
And it's fun. It should be fun anyway, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. What are some more excuses? What's your favorite one on this list?
Let's see.
Ooh, I like this one. Can I jump in?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. I have to plan everything first.
Yeah. I have to plan everything. That's a good excuse.
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, that's a good one because it's not a good excuse. It's a good one to discuss because it's a common one.
Yeah. It's like, I can't start the business because I haven't written a business plan yet. And I don't really know how to write a business plan. I've got to like look it up. I've got to read a bunch of books first on like how to write a business plan. Excuse, excuse, excuse.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, man, here's the thing, folks. 99% of what you do in life, you do without a plan, right? When you wake up in the morning and you look at your favorite shirt and you realize it's worn out and you can't wear it anymore, you just decide you're going to get a new one and then you make it happen. You don't sit down and write, okay, I'm going to drive to the mall and then I'm going to visit the following stores. I'm going to speak with Amanda in the, you know, men's department. Like, come on. Right? It's as valid a strategy to take action and adjust course along the way. Yeah, you want to have a plan. But there's really nothing wrong with having a hasty plan or an incomplete plan or an imperfect plan. It's just enough to get you moving so you can take action. Because here's the thing. There's a saying in the military, no plan survives first contact with the enemy, right? You can plan and plan and plan, but once you've got boots on the ground, once you're in the field and stuff is starting to happen, that plan will either be abandoned or will change dramatically. It's the same in business. It's the same in fitness. It's the same in relationships. And so people, you know, it truly is an excuse. It is not valid reasoning to say, well, I don't know exactly precisely what actions and behaviors and decisions I'm going to make in the future. Therefore, I will not make any in the present. Right. Yeah. That's just a recipe for not moving.
Totally. And the thing is, I mean, as you know, and I know, in various jobs we've had or, you know, businesses that we've worked in, nothing ever goes to plan, yeah. right? Like, I can remember, I used to be an event planner, actually, back in the day.
What a waste of time planning events. Just throw them together and see what happens.
No, but I mean, the thing is like, you know, clients would ask us for a work back schedule and we'd have all these schedules and plans and things. And I mean, at the end of the day, the event would run. It happened. We would put it together. And yeah, of course, you need to have a loose plan, a structure of some sort? Of course. But most of the time, you're like kind of flying by the seat of your pants in the moment or as things are coming together.
Yeah. What was the wording of that excuse again? I need to have, I have to plan everything first. Yeah. I mean, and the other kind of challenge to that excuse, I have to plan everything first, is okay, go ahead, make your darn plan and then get moving.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, in this thing here, it says more doing, less planning.
More doing, less planning. Yeah.
That's like, just do it. Right. Nike right there.
Yeah. People love it. Right. This episode brought to you by
Moving up. Last time it was Aesop. Now we're on Nike.
Now we're on Nike. Yeah. soon the podcast will just disappear from all platforms for like copyright infringement. Anyways. All right. So I think we got that one. It's not, I have to plan everything first. Okay. Sure, but don't use it as an excuse not to take action. Make a plan, make a hasty plan, make an imperfect plan, and take action. Gosh darn it. Cool.
Are we going to do one more?
Oh, yeah, because time is a thing.
Yeah, time's a thing.
We can talk all day about these excuses.
We still got another one to record for everyone.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, let's do one more.
I have one here, and I think this is relevant. Partly for our audience, I have young children, and yeah. I have a lot to say about this because I am a parent and I have young children, and I've actually been an entrepreneur my entire parenthood or motherhood.
Yeah.
It's possible. It's possible.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so full disclosure, I do not have children. Now, I was a child, and I was the child of an entrepreneur and a later in life entrepreneur. So when I was a kid, both of my parents were entrepreneurs, and I remember what that was like for them. I remember the discomfort that they experienced in managing multiple entrepreneurial ventures. I remember the weird life that I had as the child of dual entrepreneurs compared to the other kids in, you know, my middle class neighborhood and middle class school. And I can say, you know, my parents made it work. It wasn't always easy for them, and it wasn't always easy for me, quite honestly. However, I will say now, with the intelligence of an adult man who is also an entrepreneur, I am so glad that I had the upbringing that I did, and that I saw the struggles that I observed, and I saw the triumphs that I observed in my own family, because it shaped who I am today, and it really installed the understanding that this excuse, even though I don't have children, I wouldn't let this hold me back. I have young children because I was there. I lived it. I was young. I have a sibling, and my parents made it work, and we are all better for it. They demonstrated going after what you want and finding that freedom in life, even when it's hard, even when you got kids, even when, you know, and there was other stuff complicating life for us, you know, when we were a young family. And we made it through. So that's my take. Again, I do not have children. I'll give you that, listeners. You can discard everything I say if you want. But I lived it from the child's perspective.
Elena? Yeah. Yeah. And I think I had this exact same experience. Both my parents were entrepreneurs, and I'm better for it as a result. And that's why I'm an entrepreneur, because I looked up to that. You know, I looked up to both of them going after what they wanted. And, you know, it's an interesting experience for a kid to witness that, because it's very different than having like a parent who's just in a 9-to-5. And not that there's anything right or wrong about that, but it's just a different experience, because you do see the trials and tribulations. You do see the brainstorming. You do overhear the conversations. And it's fun to be around, a fun energy to be around. But as a parent, you know, being an entrepreneur, yeah, does it have its downside? Being a parent and, you know, running a business or switching businesses or, you know, struggling with like money coming in, when is it coming in, when is it going out, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's stressful. But I think that at the end of the day, it's an invaluable lesson for your children. And it instills like a confidence in them, and it instills an entrepreneurial spirit in them, because they're seeing you having so much fun. And I've never considered it an excuse. In fact, when I started my online fabric store that I owned for 8 years and just sold last year, I started that when I was pregnant. I had a 2-year-old and I was pregnant with number 2. And at the time I was working in PR, working for a public relations agency, but I wasn't happy. And I said to myself, you know what? I'm going out on mat leave. I'm going to give this a go. And I got it started before I went out on mat leave. I had a 2-year-old. I was pregnant and tired. I was working a full-time job, but I would come home from work and I would work on my business in the evenings while I was like 7 months pregnant. It was crazy. I think about it now. But I was determined and excited and had so much energy that like nothing was going to stop me.
Yeah. I think we're looking at this excuse through the scope of entrepreneurship really hard here. because it could be this excuse could like apply to many other contexts as well. So I think we've really like beat the dead horse that is being an entrepreneur with children. I think we got that one. But I mean, maybe we can agree that, like, again, you know, can a person reach their fitness goals even though they have young kids? Can a person reach their relationship goals even though they have young kids?
I would say, yeah.
Again, I don't have kids, but I have clients, many of whom have kids, and I have students, many of whom have kids. And I see it firsthand. I see people doing it. They've got young kids, they've got busy lives, they've got bills to pay, and they refuse to, you know, use that as an excuse not to get what they want in life. This one might be a tough pill to swallow for some, but does it sometimes complicate things or require creative solutions when you have dependents?
100%.
Hundo P, right? But does it mean you can't thrive in life? I would say, in my opinion, no.
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 Just do it.
Just do it. Just do it, everybody. The new slogan of the No Excuses podcast. Anyways, did we get it? We got it?
Yeah, I think, yeah. I mean, we ran through, I would say those are like the top 4 excuses. There's like 9 more, maybe. There's actually 100 more. But,
yeah.
You know, I think everybody gets what we're talking about here. You know, an excuse at the end of the day, no matter what it is, it's you just telling yourself that whatever it is you're wanting to go after is not a priority. And you're just making an excuse to delay the inevitable.
Yeah. I think I've never heard an excuse that truly is valid.
Yeah.
We're not getting what we want or not trying to get what we want in life. Let me give you an example before we wrap up. For a moment there, I was thinking like, what would be a valid excuse for not, you know, at least making an effort to get what we want in life? If somebody was like, I am literally dead, Ryan, I'm literally not alive. Like somehow they communicated that to me from the grave. They were like, Ryan, I'm dead. I can't start a business because I am a dead person in the ground. Okay. But if you look up some of the highest earning musicians of 2020 and 2021, like a bunch of them are dead.
Yeah.
Like Prince made like $100 million the first year after he passed away. Rest in peace.
Juice WRLD. So, like, I think Juice WRLD has released like 2 albums since he died.
I don't know who that is. Juice WRLD. That's That's he's not a rapper. He's a rapper.
The kids.
He's released two albums. Yeah. Right. So like, a moment, like, so even that excuse doesn't hold water because there's dead people like literally making 100 times as much as I am right now. So I think, should we call it an episode?
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Juice, you know, and World. I should go look up.
Oh yeah.
I'm not going to. Anyway, doesn't appeal.
Maybe I'll put it on the front end of this episode. I probably.
No, we're already mentioning too many brands that we don't own. We don't need the music industry. We don't need Metallica suing us.
Okay. Yeah, let's wrap that up then.
Cool. All right. This was a No Excuses podcast full of excuses.
So I'm Alana Banks.
I'm Ryan Montes.
And we'll see you next time.
You will hear us next time.
Yes, you'll hear us next time.
And we'll see you. Okay, bye.